You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you bet fair on football, you get daily rewards. So any day can be a big deal. So whether it's a lower league match day, a top flight derby day, or a Champions League superstar showdown day, this week we're doubling our daily rewards. Get a €10 free bet when you bet €20 worth of multiples or bet builders. Double daily rewards because we're Betfair.
Max €10 free bet per day. Each bet must have at least one selection of minimum odds of 1.5 or 1 to 2 or more. Free bet valid 24 hours on multiples or bet builders. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. Visit gamblingcare.ie.
This is a Crowd podcast.
Hello, everyone. Hope you're good, and thank you for listening to 21st Century Football. We've got a little competition for you running throughout May 2021. So if you're listening to this after May 2021, the competition is closed. That's how time works. Hotel Football in Manchester has kindly given us a prize for you to win ahead of the Euros in June. You will get a table for four, so you and three mates. Entry to our Old Trafford Supporters Club, live entertainment post-match, live screening of the game, and the best thing is, you get two drinks each. That's eight drinks. Drinks include beer, wine, or soft drinks if you're on the cordial. To enter this competition, all you need to do is answer this simple question. Which player has scored the most goals in the Euros in one competition? In the 21st century, obviously. The clue's in the title. Tweet your answer to 21st Century Football. And please be aware, this competition is only for people living in the Northwest. Apologies to those outside. But we will promise to bring you more prizes that you can win ASAP Rocky. Now it's time to enjoy the show.
Check the mic and make sure it sound right, boys.
Hello and welcome along to 21st Century Football, a podcast about football since the year 2000. My name is Will Brazier and I am looking forward to this one. Much like I love sitting down and playing a lovely bit of Warzone with someone to my left, Statman Dave. How are you?
Wee. Talking Warzone. Big player here, top 2.2% of players worldwide. Will, what about yourself?
He's talking rubbish there.
I can show you afterwards if you want.
Yeah, I do. I know, I don't believe you.
You know I've got talent.
If that is true, I'll shake your hand and say well done. But it's absolute shite. How are you, Joe?
I'm very well, thank you. Top 2% on Scrabble, the game.
On the what, on the app?
In the app, yeah. They can't be a better word master than me.
Really?
Give me a letter.
W. Willy.
Wow, there we go. And that's a double word score, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said, we are talking about Didier Drogba today. I love myself at number nine. Back in year four, I stuck a hat-trick against Parkside. Final one chipped the keeper. And this guy plays very much in the mould of a young Will Brazier. But before we get into our iconic moment, favourite features, the Wikipedia page is up. Yeah. And it's time to have a look at that all-important bio.
Didier Drogba.
Tebele. Because Birmingham used to have a right back called Oliver Tebele.
Really?
Yeah.
Tebele.
It's got an accent on the E. It would be more Tilibe.
I'm gonna stick with my pronunciation.
Okay, you can make it.
Was born 11th of March 1978. Is an Ivorian retired professional footballer who plays as a striker.
What the hell's going on here? Do you have to put some sad music underneath this?
He's the all-time top scorer of the former and a former captain of the Ivory Coast national team. He's best known for his career at Chelsea, who he scored more goals than any other foreign player.
Just 2 months later, he scored in Chelsea's 2012 FA Cup final win over Liverpool to become the first, as of 2017, to score in 4 separate FA Cup finals. Big achievement that. He loves a final in the FA Cup. Fair play, Drogba.
And I've got, and this is actually a matter of fact, that Didier Drogba's favourite colour is blue.
Fair play.
So what a great time for him to join Chelsea. I wanted to start this episode with a quote, gents. We sometimes break it down with first memories, but here's a quote from Super Frankie Lampard. People talk about Thierry Henry, Wayne Rooney, the greatest strikers, but he is right up there. People that score in finals and in the big games, he is right up there. That's Sir Frank of Lampard saying that. And he was a big-time player. Didier Drogba, whether it was Millennium Stadium, down in Munich, Wembley, he was scoring in them games.
You always have villains in your footballing career when you're growing up as a teenager. And Drogba was that villain.
Was he?
Chelsea were a big team. They often competed against my club, that sport, United. And do you know what? Drogba used to have, you know, it was over a lot. Striker, clinical, could pick up the ball from wherever, drive it in the box, score outside the box, score with his head, banging tap-ins. What a player. And he played for quite a while as well. You know, he was such a servant to Chelsea from the early sort of back in the Mourinho days and building up and up and up to the fact that they won a Champions League in 2012, which, you know, he did wonders in scoring. And I think he scored a penalty as well. And which, you know, Di Matteo was the manager. It's a bit weird. I hated Drogba, but now when we can talk about him and celebrate him, I like celebrating him.
I think for me, Dave, if we go back to the start of that Chelsea career as well, I was just thinking it almost felt like he was the first number nine that they got right in this Abramovich era.
Yeah.
They spent the money on Mutu. We know what happened there. Shevchenko.
Hold on, Andrea Mutu was a Pro Evolution Soccer legend.
Yeah.
Not quite on the pitch.
Exactly. Shevchenko didn't work. And then Drogba was sort of, I think, what, 24 million at the time, which wasn't some of the biggest fees that they were paying. And I almost felt like it, you know, he wasn't going to be the number one striker, but he turned himself into that.
There was a few strikers at Chelsea at that point. You got to remember Drogba was signed pre-Shevchenko. Shevchenko was afterwards. One of the issues why Shevchenko didn't work was because Drogba was their number one. Batting and Mourinho wanted to play one striker. Toyed with a diamond for a bit, didn't quite work out. But you think of his performances for Mourinho and his back-to-the-wall type play really helped out the rest of the team. It allowed them to escape, to get up the pitch. And I think it's that presence that Didier Drogba had, the power, the ability from off both feet. I think he was a properly complete forward,
yeah,
in a sense. So I don't think there was much weakness into his game. But when you look at his records, he didn't score a massive amount of goals. There's a lot of Premier League players that scored more goals than him, but he scored goals on the big stage. And I think that's the interesting side. And Will, is it time for a stat?
Dave, you're a man of the stats and you always deliver. So what stat do you have to deliver?
When we talk about the goal scoring records, obviously we've got to look at Drogba at the moments he scored, because I think that is the important side. Scored 9 goals in 10 finals, lifting Chelsea to 8 trophies. Of course, the big one, the massive one. After just coming wide against Manchester United in 2008, he had a really big chance in extra time. He stepped up in the 2012 final against Bayern Munich. And it came up clutch, you know, back end of the game. We're talking nearly extra time.
Yeah.
Nearly added time, sorry, in the second half. 88 minutes, header from a corner. Iconic, massive moment. Didier Drogba stepping up like he has done in finals for Chelsea. You know, one of only a number of players that have scored in the League Cup final, FA Cup final and the Champions League final with a certain Steven Gerrard.
I like that header because it's one of them ones, it's so fast, and you know, and it like hits the bar and the defender and it's just a bit bouncy.
Yeah,
I just love them sort of headers.
I think it drove Chelsea on. You got to remember that was Bayern Munich Chelsea in the Allianz Arena.
Yeah, unbelievable.
The odds were stacked against Chelsea. And I think that's the backs-of-the-wall type striker that Drogba is.
Don't forget, he let himself down as well, because I might be right to say this. He gets sent off in the 2008 Champions League final, doesn't he? Don't he slap Vidic? Do you remember that?
Yes.
And he doesn't take a penalty. Terry is the fifth penalty taker. Drogba would have been a penalty taker. So he really let himself down in the 2008 finals. Do you remember that?
No,
you remember it?
Yeah.
He has a bit of a barney with Vidic. He loses his head.
Right.
He gets sent off in the 9 minutes of added time. He goes to penalties. Drogba should have been the penalty taker. Terry steps up to win the game, hits the bar, rest is history.
Well, I wanted to wind back the clock a little bit as well and speak about these clutch moments, because I think he scored in the 2003 Carling Cup, whatever the iteration was then.
The 2005 League Cup final. He joined Chelsea from Marseille in 2004.
But that was their first sort of win under this Abramovich era, wasn't it? Because you remember going into that game, it was Chelsea-Liverpool, and Gerrard was on the brink of... you may be coming over to the dark side with Jose. But even then, you know, Drogba's setting out his stall early on to win. I love the Carabao Cup. I think it's a fantastic cup.
Yeah, but for them,
but for them, it was crucial.
I'll put that in the garage at the back. We'll put that in the trophy
room. I don't want to be associated with that comment. But for me, that sort of like set them on the way, and he's leading the way with that as well, isn't he?
Yeah, if I'm right as well, I keep saying if I'm right because I think I'm wrong. If I'm right as well, New Wembley, I'm sure it's United-Chelsea final. He scores the goal. Chelsea win the FA Cup in the brand new Wembley. I remember that being a heartbreaking day.
Terrible game that was.
Round my granny Mary, she offered me a Foster's. I was only 14. I'd take it.
You got offered a beer. I actually sat round with a group of mates and played a version of Monopoly called Share Monopoly.
What?
Where instead of towns and places, they're companies, and there's a device in the middle that actually has a live share price.
So this is building you up as a capitalist early doors.
Yes.
You'd basically denounced Karl Marx at this point of your life. Shares, money.
100%. I thought it was Share, the singer.
Share Monopoly.
Do you believe in...
That was Pall Mall.
Oh, was it?
No.
What's Share's big one?
That one.
What's Share? All right.
Yeah, it's the best Pall Mall.
I thought you said that's Pall Mall. I was thinking that says another singer. Sorry. Share Monopoly. That would be an unbelievable Monopoly.
Yeah, great. 5 hours. Didn't open the curtains and Drogba scored the winner. Goals. Like you said, Dave.
Goals.
He scored them all.
He did score a lot of goals.
Big ones. Powerful ones.
Lots against Barcelona.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Tell me more.
Just some good goals against Barcelona in big games. And I think that was, again, going back to the clutch one just in finals where he'd score these big goals, semi-finals. And I think that shows the character of Didier Drogba, that he very much was a leader. There's a lot of leaders in that Chelsea team, but he was very much one of them. Good spine, yeah. Powerful spine.
Do we think, because going into this episode and re-watching the goals and then, you know, going through the achievements, do we think he is a tad underrated?
I think so, definitely. I mean, Frank Lampard hinted at it there in your quote. He named some big players and he goes, he's amongst them. It's all good, these players that have scored bags and bags of goals, but to step up in finals is massive, and to win them trophies is huge. You know, they need players in them such intense moments, and he doesn't let his guard down. He bags them. He's underrated, you know, but I don't know where... Will he be amongst the greats when we talk about the Henrys and we have done on this show, the Agüeros and the Rooneys? Do we stick Drogba up there? I think when Chelsea put a striker forward in that conversation, Drogba is that striker.
Yeah.
Does he get up to the heights of, you know, what we're after? I don't think so. But can I also say...
Go on.
I completely forgot he went back to Chelsea. He had... a bit of time away.
I forgot about this.
Yeah, I went away. Maybe earned a bit of dough.
Yeah.
Come back to Chelsea a couple of years later and was playing in that 2015 era.
Oh, right.
How weird's that?
I can't remember that. Anyway. You've got a video for us, Joe, haven't you?
Yeah, I got a video. We're talking about Champions League and his impact in Europe. He obviously gets sent off in the final, which is, I bet he was gutted. And then we have an incredibly dramatic semi-final. 2010... Pep's Barcelona. From what I remember of the game, the referee has a shocker. Didier has a meltdown. Pep and his Barcelona go through to the final. Didier has an absolute screaming match at the camera. He's just livid, absolutely livid. And do you know what? Watching that game recently and looking back, he had the right to be.
Yeah, well, I think it's a handball, is it? A penalty?
It's a handball. There's lots of penalty shouts for Chelsea. Barcelona nick one in the last dying moments. It's all over the place.
Well, the key phrase that comes from it is the word disgrace.
Disgrace.
And
Dave, he shouts disgrace. It was chaos. But he has a point. A referee disaster.
For Chelsea. You know, we've also got a lot of the other side of the coin. Pep Guardiola's Barcelona. They were slightly dirty. They played the game. Well, I think, you know, it's one of these things where it's a big moment in European football, and Drogba's obviously there. Chelsea didn't play well that day, if we remember. And, you know, as much as refereeing decisions do cost you at certain times, the performance levels were quite poor. Very different to their, you know, the Champions League run where they played really well defensively as well as, you know, offensively. So I think it's one of these things where it was more of a meltdown, reminded me a little bit of, you know, a Jose Mourinho meltdown. Yeah, so you can kind of see why it happened with the players, but, you know, they move on.
Where would you say is his most iconic moment? Is it the Allianz Arena? Can we look past that? After everything he'd been through, after everything Chelsea did, that was the pinnacle for them, wasn't it? Getting that Champions League. That was all they'd built up for. And then, like you said, ironically, it was Roberto Di Matteo that wasn't supposed to win it.
And he did it. Crazy how things happen. Yeah, I've got to go with that as my most iconic moment for today, but I'm sure we all might do it. It was the build-up to, you know, the takeover, the money that was spent on the club, the Premier League's, the failings in the finals, building up to this unbelievable match in Bayern Munich's backyard with a manager who wasn't supposed to really be in charge. Yeah. He hasn't gone on to do much after winning, scoring a goal, bagging a penalty. Yeah, that is Drogba's most iconic moment for me.
I think let's all agree on that, but is there anything else that stands out for you?
No, I think that's the moment. But, you know, it comes at the back of a bit of a danger in football. Obviously, the money that came in from Roman Abramovich's takeover to Chelsea, it did win them their first European Cup. It won them the trophy that can put them away from the rest of the clubs in London. They are the only team to win the Champions League in London. And that's a big point for them. But it was money. This is the first super club, in essence, of a super club created by an oligarch and an infinite amount of wealth that we have to be careful about. You know, as much as this happened and Chelsea fans loved it, there's still a flip side of that.
Yeah.
Where we have to be careful. And Didier Drogba obviously encapsulated that period. He signed early. He steps up in big, big moments and will be known for that. But it is this point of where football is going.
I don't think you like Drogba, mate. I get it in your eyes. I'm looking at you. I don't think you rate him.
Why?
I don't think you rate him. I really don't.
I think in a Didier Drogba episode... Just because
Peter Crouch scored more Premier League goals than Didier Drogba.
Oh, I knew there was something he wanted.
Don't look at me like
heard
that.
This.
I'm just stating facts.
How many seasons has Peter Crouch played? Compare that. Do your little ratio thing you like to do in your head.
Why? I'm just giving
Drogba
you...
Drogba was a good player.
I'm not saying he's not. I think putting words in my mouth. He's a good player. Exactly. Putting words in my mouth. Look, Paul Scholes scored more goals than
he keeps looking to the side, Will.
I'm not looking anywhere. I'm just
look forward now.
Forward.
Nothing on the phone. You're listening to 21st Century Football. We're just going to take a little break and then we'll be back.
Hello. Hello there. What voice do you want me to do? We will do a little bit. I'll just do my voice.
Do your voice.
Yeah, thanks.
Hello, I'm Joe Marler. People think I hate people, but I don't. I actually love interaction with people. I love finding out what jobs they do and whether I could do what they do. The Joe Marler Show.
Joe Marler Show.
With new episodes every Wednesday.
When you bet fair on football, you get daily rewards. So any day can be a big deal. So whether it's a lower league match day, a top flight derby day, or a Champions League superstar showdown day, this week we're doubling our daily rewards. Get a €10 free bet when you bet €20 worth of multiples or bet builders. Double daily rewards because we're Betfair.
Max €10 free bet per day. Each bet must have at least one selection of minimum odds of 1.5 or 1-2 or more. Free bet valid 24 hours on multiples or bet builders. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. Visit gamblingcare.ie.
Acast recommends podcasts we love.
If you are looking for a brand new true crime podcast, listen to The Making of a Detective, brought to you by The Irish Sun. The series is out right now and focuses on many of Ireland's most notorious cases and the man who once solved them. In episode 1, Pat Murray's story begins with the historic 2007 conviction of the murderer Joe O'Reilly.
Put his thumb up and he said, "I see you, Pat," like, you know, as if to say, "F you, you can't get me."
Follow along as we share the dramatic details of each case. Download The Making of a Detective.
Acast is home to the world's best podcasts, including the critically acclaimed West Cork and the one you're listening to right now.
Right, let's move things on to the ranking section. Would you go for a drink with him? Would you play five a side with him? How iconic has his career been? Let's start with that trip to the boozer. Dave, out of 10, would you like to go for a drink with Didier Drogba?
I think, yeah, but I don't think it's going to be that long. There's a few questions. How, you know, the mentality, I think, would be the interesting side. The psychology of how he was so clutch. How did he pull himself up for these moments?
Yeah.
Because that's the defining factor of his career.
Yeah.
As we mentioned, he wasn't, you know, a great goal scorer, but he was a scorer of great goals.
Wow.
And that's a big thing that you look at players, and I want to understand why. But I don't, you know, I don't see this for finishing off at 6 a.m. I don't see we're having cocktails, shots. You know, I probably have a decent meal, but I reckon it's done by 10 o'clock on top of bed.
Yeah,
it's not my type of night.
You're making out you're a party animal.
Making out.
With Drogba.
What? Making out?
I'm not making out anything. I'm confirming the facts.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were saying you were getting with Drogba.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're going to kiss him.
And that's fine. What are you giving him the night out of 10?
5.
Joe?
He hates him. He hates Drogba. I can see in his face. Why are you
looking
Drogba
at him saying, yeah, I hate him? I do not hate Didier Drogba. He's a good player.
Did dominate Vidic at Wembley.
Huh?
Yeah.
Vidic. Vidic got sent off when he tried to fight Vidic. Vidic would have ripped his head off.
Just saying what I saw.
You know, sound guy.
Is he? Is that another career he did? What's
that? You read a lot about him. You do some research on him as producer of the show. Seems like a lovely man.
You sound like you're saying that. It's like, as the producer of the show, yeah. I do the research.
I do the ever lifting here. Loves Bono.
Does he?
I'm a big fan of you two.
Yeah.
So for that reason, maybe you'll...
Me and Will.
Maybe you'll... Yeah, sexy too. For that reason, you might FaceTime Bono.
Yeah.
Whilst we're out.
Hello there, Joe.
Sorry, who's that? Is Bono here? Christ. Maybe you might FaceTime Bono. And so for that reason, holding on to that idea, an 8.
An 8, nice. Well, Didier Drogba definitely did have an edge about him, so I'm going to go for just a 7. I'm not really that bothered. 5 aside. Now, this is a very interesting one. Dave, you said he was the complete striker.
Mm, yeah.
What does he get out of 10?
Well, if he's a complete striker, so he gets a 10. What else would you give him?
Oh, he's so cute.
10?
Wait, but, you said he was a complete striker. Would I give him a 10? Yeah. Did Drogba turn up in the big moments when we got to win the league title 5-a-side? Yeah, of course he does.
Love that.
The finals.
I've locked that in.
If we've got a day where we've gone down, we've got a tournament on our hands.
Yeah.
Didier Drogba is the man to play with.
I've locked that in a 10.
And as well, like, you give him any pass, he's bullying everyone off the ball and bagging a goal. Like, you're sorted, aren't you?
Take a bit of a bobble on a 4G, can he? What are you going
for? I'm
going
to go with an 8 out of 10. I think he's a clinical striker. He can pick up the ball where he wants. He'll pass it to you. You might lose his head, which is the only reason I worry a tiny bit. But, 8 out of 10.
You know the refs are going to be scared as well with Didier after his previous. So you know that you're going to get the rub of the green.
So true.
I'm going to give him an 8 just because I don't think he'd track back and go and goal. And you've
got a striker.
There's no strikers in 5-a-side, Dave. Maybe that's where you're going wrong. Iconic moments. Here we go. Let's start with Dave because I think, Joe, we can both agree sort of, you know, he's got his system and he always sticks to it. Let's go for
it. I actually have some logic in my system. You guys just put numbers out your asses.
No, go on.
He's not won the World Cup. Minus 1 point.
Fine.
Not won the Ballon d'Or. Minus 1 point.
Yeah.
Champions League, yes.
Yeah.
Premier League, yes.
So I'd probably say an 8.
It's getting a bit lazy, this system is.
I'm going to go with a 7. You know, you don't throw his name amongst the greats in the Premier League, and maybe that was the impact.
In your opinion, Joe, because you think he's rubbish.
What? Yeah, what?
Unbelievable, isn't it, Joe?
I'm going to go for 7 as well. Dave, I don't know why you're waxing lyrical about him so much.
Yeah, shut up.
That gives us a complete score of 68.
68.
What'd you make of that, young man?
I'm just worried about the other scores every single time. I worry about the scores.
It's a bit of fun.
It's just a bit of fun.
It's a serious scoring system. I don't understand why you guys don't get in behind this metric.
It's a bit of fun.
You just don't care, Will.
Listen, Will.
Yeah?
I know that you obviously talk big up about Football Book Club.
Yeah, yeah.
You list every single one. I produced that as well.
I know you do.
And I want people to go and listen to it. They review footballers' autobiographies. Some big ones this series. Chris Kamara's kicked us off. The Nevilles had an autobiography together in the 90s, which is good fun. Steven Gerrard, my autobiography. That was one of the latest episodes. Go listen to that.
Thank you very much for listening to 21st Century Football. There we have it. Didier Drogba ranked. Those are the numbers, and we're sticking to them. If you'd like to listen to more episodes, go to your favourite podcast app, have a little gander at them. There's plenty out there, and we'll be back very soon.
It sound right, boy.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
This season, Live Score is the only place where you can watch every single UEFA Champions League game for free. That means more goals, more unforgettable drama, more end-to-end action. And whether you're watching on your phone or tablet or casting to your TV, the free Live Score app gives you even more ways to watch. Live Score, the new home of the UEFA Champions League. It's more than a score. Download now on the App Store or Google Play.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.